Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please be seated. For the last couple weeks, we've been hearing messages from the scriptures based on the topic of money and possessions. And it's something that impacts every single one of us because money is something we need to use. However, this is a topic that most people don't want to hear about. And to add to that, we have a story about a man who is very, very wealthy who ends up in torment. So we have a double-edged sword here. We have a topic of money that most of us don't want to think about. And on top of that, we have a destiny of a man who is very, very wealthy who ends up in a place that none of us want to go to. There are three points I want to share with you this morning, and it all has to do with hearing. It really doesn't have to do with wealth, because wealth in and of itself is not evil. There's a reading this morning from the epistle that's an alternate reading, and St. Paul is writing to Timothy, and he's talking about being content as far as having food and clothing and having enough resources. But then he goes on to say this to Timothy. He says, it's the love of money. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. It's not money in and of itself. If money were the problem, then we would have to give it all away. The problem here really is a problem of listening, because the man in the story wasn't listening. So we heard the story, but let me just recap it. This man was very wealthy, feasted every single day of his life, which sounds kind of crazy. And then you have this other man, Lazarus, who's poor, doesn't have anything. And he's begging. And so the dogs come and lick his wounds. And so there's this separation between these classes. But both of them die, as all of us will. And the rich man probably is given a great funeral, but he ends up in Hades. He ends up in a place of torment. And the other man, Lazarus, has nothing in his life. He ends up at Abraham's bosom, a place of paradise. And so the rich man in torment says, please, Father Abraham, just ask Lazarus to get water, put it on my tongue because I'm in torment here. He says, no, I can't do that. He says, well, at least send someone back to my family to tell them about this place, lest they come here as well. And so here's the kicker of the message. Here's the crux of the story. He says, listen, if they don't listen to Moses and they don't listen to the prophets, they're not going to listen to anybody if that person is risen from the dead. So here is a very important message for all of us who have ears to hear. So the first point is this. It's how we live and how we hear that is going to determine our destiny. Remember a couple years ago being in Europe, and I was at a synagogue, and on the facade of the church, on the inside, they had these baptismal shells. That's how I perceived it. And I said to the guide, I says, why are these shells all along the synagogue? You know, we're having a baptism, two baptisms this morning. And immediately, I thought of baptism. And he said to me, he goes, no, the shells have nothing to do with baptism in the synagogue. They have to do with listening. And so the man in our story, even though he was part of the assembly, he didn't listen. And this is the problem. It's not that he had great wealth. It's possible to have wealth, give it away in a will or while you're alive. It's not the problem. The problem is loving money. The problem is loving self. The problem is not listening. And that's exactly what was going on in this story. Now, it's kind of sad because if you really listen to what the story is saying, this man was probably part of the assembly. In other words, he wasn't an outsider. He was part of the assembly. Now, how do we know that? Well, it's how he addresses Abraham. Remember? He addresses him as father. So this man, this rich man, who we don't know his name, by the way, says, Father Abraham. So he's probably part of the Jewish assembly. Remember when Jesus and John met in the waters of holy baptism in the Jordan, and John baptized Jesus? Well, before that happened, John the Baptist said to the Jewish people, Don't think for one moment within your hearts that you are children of Abraham. He says, repent and bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. What he was saying to the Jewish people, don't think that just because you have a membership card that you're safe, because you're not. And so John the Baptist said to the Jewish people, repent. And all of us have to hear that message. Doesn't matter how long we've been in the church, we need to hear that message of repentance. That message that we have sinned and that we need a Savior who's merciful towards us. So how we listen will determine how we live our lives. The rich man didn't listen, so what did he do? He focused on himself, focused on money, feasted every single day, and he didn't care about anyone else. That was his sin. Lazarus, in contrast, the word Lazarus means one who trusts in God. That's what the word means. And so Lazarus had nothing. He had no earthly wealth. He had no assurance of working for money or having money or having anything. And he just simply had to trust God for everything. And so when he died, he was brought to Abraham's bosom. So the first point is really crucial. Are we listening? Are we listening to Moses and the prophets? Are we listening to the word of God? Or is it just simply going in one ear and out the other? How we listen will determine how we live our lives, whether we're self-centered or whether we're focused on Christ and whether we live for him and other people. The next point is this. How we live will determine how we will be judged. And no one likes to hear this, but this is what the message is saying. If we don't listen, it's going to impact our life, and how we live our life is going to have an impact on our destiny. It really is a parable of Matthew chapter 25. And as we get closer to the end of the church year, we'll hear stories and sermons and messages about this. You know the passage. Jesus appears as the good shepherd. He separates all of the nations into two classifications, the goats and the sheep. Goats are on the left and the sheep are on the right. And he will say to the ones on the right, blessed are you, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Why? I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And the sheep on the right will say, when? When did this happen? When did we see you naked? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you in need? And the good shepherd will say, as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Are you listening? It's a hard saying, isn't it? I mean, you go to Manhattan and you see people on the street. Some of them are scammers. Some of them are serious. Some of them just don't want to work. Some of them have mental illness. Who knows? But what if we saw those people as the scriptures did? What if we saw them as Christ? The truth be told is we really don't even have to go to Manhattan. Just walk around in the afternoons, in the daytime. You can see people, even over at the gazebo, over here at the center of towns, people sleeping in the middle of the town, homeless people, people that are in need, whatever the reason be. And then he says to those who are on the left, he said, cursed are you. And that is not a message that any of us want to hear. For I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. You didn't visit me. You didn't help me at all. And they'll say, when? When did we see you naked? When did we see you in need? Well, if you didn't do to the least of these, you didn't do it unto me. And so the parable this morning, or the story this morning, really is a commentary of the end of the age, Matthew 25, when there'll be this great separation. Two topics we don't want to talk about, right? Money and hell. Very serious topics. But the good news is this, and the good news is that we're here this morning. The good news is that there's still time. At the end of the parable, Abraham says, even if one rises from the dead, they won't be convinced. Christ has risen from the dead. He died for our sins, to put away our sins, and to call us into a relationship with him. To really examine our lives, examine how we spend our money, how we spend our time, and to recognize that he is the good giver of all good gifts, and we are just stewards of everything that he gives us. And so there's time to listen. There's time to repent. There's time to seek his mercy. And also by seeking his mercy, we also recognize that he uses us as instruments of his mercy. So the good news is this, that Christ has forgiven us, but more importantly, he also has given us the grace to be instruments of his mercy. So my question for you this morning is, are you listening? Are you hearing the word of our Lord? Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.